They backed toward the door, nodding and beaming at anyone who looked at them, and a minute later they were hurrying back up the passageway full of black candles. "Pudding might not be finished yet," said Ron hopefully, leading the way toward the steps to the entrance hall. And then Harry heard it.
"Rip, tear, kill."
It was the same voice, the same cold, murderous voice he had heard in Lockhart's office. He stumbled to a halt, clutching at the stone wall, listening with all his might, looking around, squinting up and down the dimly lit passageway. "Harry, what do you..."
"It's that voice again. Shut up a minute." "So hungry for so long."
"Listen," said Harry urgently, and Ron and Hermione froze, watching him.
"Kill. Time to kill."
The voice was growing fainter. Harry was sure it was moving away, moving upward. A mixture of fear and excitement gripped him as he stared at the dark ceiling. How could it be moving upward? Was it a phantom to whom stone ceilings didn't matter? "This way," he shouted, and he began to run up the stairs into the entrance hall. It was no good hoping to hear anything here. The babble of talk from the Halloween feast was echoing out of the great hall. Harry sprinted up the marble staircase to the first floor, Ron and Hermione clattering behind him.
"Harry, what were..."
Harry strained his ears. Distantly from the floor above, and growing fainter still, he heard the voice.
"I smell blood. I smell blood."
His stomach lurched. "It's going to kill someone," he shouted, and ignoring Ron's and Hermione's bewildered faces, he ran up the next flight of steps, three at a time, trying to listen over his own pounding footsteps. Harry hurtled round the whole of the second floor, Ron and Hermione panting behind him, not stopping until they turned a corner into the last deserted passage.
"Harry, what was that all about?" said Ron, wiping sweat off his face. "I couldn't hear anything."
But Hermione gave a sudden gasp, pointing down the corridor.
"Look!"